Federal Parliament's passed laws designed to shut down a legal challenge to the government's people smuggling laws. Lawyers argued under the old laws that it might be legal to bring people to Australia by boat, but the major parties have voted together in the Senate to pass amendments to the Migration Act that shore up the government's legal position. The government says it's simply clarifying what the laws mean, but the Greens say it's an outrageous breach of the separation of powers. Stephen Jedgetts reports from Parliament House.
Legal aid groups representing a young Indonesian man charged with people smuggling have challenged the government in the courts. They've argued that bringing people to Australia by boat may not be illegal because those on board have a right to seek asylum. But the Senate has just passed amendments that scuttle that argument by stating unambiguously that anyone who brings in an asylum seeker without a valid visa is breaking the law and will be jailed for at least 5 years if guilty. The government argues it's simply clarifying the intent of laws it's already passed. But the Greens leader, Bob Brown, says it should not be meddling in a court case it's involved in.
What we're dealing with here is the Parliament, at the behest of the government, which is prosecuting individuals held in Australian jails, passing a law so that prosecution can be altered in favour of the government and against the people under charges. This is outrageous. It's appalling.
Lawyers groups also say the retrospective amendments could actually expose the government to further legal challenges in the future. And they argue the vast majority of people smugglers caught are small-time players. So the amendments will simply ensure they receive an unfair and punishing mandatory sentence. The Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young has grilled the Leader of Government Business in the Senate, Joe Ludwig, about the changes.
We know that this is the reason primarily why the Victorian court case has been brought forward, because of the complications that is creating and not catching the kingpins, the big fish, but instead using the small fry, the Indonesian fishermen who have been tricked onto these boats as the scapegoats. I'd just like to ask the Minister, give the Minister an opportunity again to put on the record exactly the evidence that the government has that the current legislation has indeed deterred anybody.
Minister.
Thank you. Can I put it simply in this way, that having an effective offences regime is a deterrent.
But the Liberal Senator Ian MacDonald has accused the Greens of hypocrisy.
For every person that comes in illegally by boat, someone living in a squalid refugee camp somewhere in the world is put back another year. And that seems to be okay as far as the Greens go. If you happen to be a wealthy person, and I know, and the Greens have shown quite often in the last few weeks that they are for the big end of town, for the wealthy people.
The Liberal Senator Gary Humphries says it's reasonable to pass the amendments because most MPs do believe people smuggling should be illegal.
An attempt is being made to represent the will of Parliament through this legislation, through early legislation, as being different to what it actually is, and therefore clarifying what the Parliament intended when it passed earlier legislation in 2010 is an appropriate exercise of the clarifying nature of retrospectivity in this context.
But he also says the government may have created a problem by drafting the original legislation poorly. The Attorney-General's Department has issued guidelines that say retrospective legislation should only be applied rarely and to people who are morally culpable for their actions. Senator Humphrey says it's not clear whether the amendments meet that test.
There is some evidence that some of the people involved in people smuggling are not particularly aware of the nature of the offences that they're committing. They are probably small operatives in a process in which they're not fully aware of the implications of what they're doing, and that moral culpability might not be very evident. The lack of an ability to clearly characterise the case for retrospectivity by officers of the Attorney-General's Department was quite frankly troubling.
The legal aid groups challenging the government say it's now very likely that they'll drop the case.
Stephen Jedgetts.